This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Chris Zachary. This segment of Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, Brunswick Adventures, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by our host, Max Barbecue. Now join us is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady.
Yeah.
Coach, welcome to the show. I'm going to start out by saying on this first comment, I'm not sucking up because I haven't got no kids that I want you to stick on the field. I've been watching Brunswick High football for about 25 years now. I would put that in one of the best called football games I've seen in a long time.
I appreciate that, Chris. You know, our hats off to our coaches and our kids for executing a great game plan and, you know, being the leader of the team and everything. You know, I definitely got to give credit where credit's due, and when things go our way, that's definitely what, you know, hats off to those guys. They did a heck of a job relaying the message to our guys and our guys getting out on the field and executing. And I can't say enough about the way they played Friday night.
You know, I like to be one of them. I think all of us men who love football are what we're best known for is being good armchair quarterbacks. And I'm sitting there the other night and I watch our kicker miss a chip shot field goal. And then I see you throw him out there for a 37-yarder. I'm like, what is he doing? Great job, coach.
I mean, we had a lot of confidence in McLean, and he made an adjustment at halftime to the kick and tee that he was using and came back out and felt good about it. And that hash, you know, he kicked last year in the city championship game. He was very comfortable from that distance, and he went out and nailed it. And, you know, that's a lot of confidence on his part, and that'll carry over, you know, another time when we need him for sure.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking that kid right there just got a confidence builder straight from the coach. I bet he don't grab the wrong tee anymore.
Right. You know, he's going to stick with the one he feels comfortable with. And it's just different kicking off the turf. And, you know, he's got to get accustomed to that. And he's doing a good job practicing and making sure, you know, he's comfortable with that.
You know, that defense, talking about watching football for 25 years at Brunswick High, if this is not the fastest defense I've ever seen at Brunswick High, I mean, they were trying to run that wing tee the other night, and every time they tried to take the ball out wide, they were losing 3 to 5 yards.
I mean, definitely, we have a lot of speed on our defense, and Lionel Twitty's looking right at me. He has a little bit of speed, and on the other edge, you got Devin Smith, but also our safeties, the way they're involved in the run game, and even in pass coverage, they can cover a lot of ground quickly, and our defensive line, they get after it. They run down the line. They, you know, they hustle. There's no loafs, and that's what we want them to swarm to the football and tackles for a loss are a big part of our defense. You know, trying to hit them and create a disruption in the backfield. That's what we're trying to do.
You know, I don't know how to really word this other than to say I saw glimpses of greatness. To the point that I think that when the offense and defense clicks on all cylinders, which it wouldn't be a bad idea if that was like 3 weeks from now, I think it's going to be something special to watch.
Well, definitely, we're going to take 1 week at a time. This week, we're going to focus on us and the bye week and getting back healthy. And the next week, you know, we got a big challenge in front of us at the Border War game. And it's going to be 8 o'clock Friday night in the Glenn County Stadium. We get a opportunity to play the Bowl School, and they're known for their tradition and how good they are, and you know, they have state championship after state championship, and but we're going to take it 1 week at a time. I think we can't look forward, we can't look behind us what we've accomplished, and you know, you look in the rearview mirror, you know, you're going to hit something in front of you, and we definitely got to be focused in front of us.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, look like we cleaned up some penalties and personnel issues the other night too.
I think, you know, Coach Shores did a great job with our special team subs. We knew who was supposed to come off the field, and our punt return, that was a big thing, and, you know, emphasis in practice this week is who's supposed to be on the field and who's coming off the field. And then also offensively, you know, personnel issues, running guys in and off the field according to the formation, and defensively, you know, making substitutions. I think we were on point. You know, that's a hats off to our coaches for the communication between the players, and hopefully we continue to keep that where it's at right now, and, you know, playing a clean game. That's what we're going to have to do against really good competition. And when talent meets talent, talent is not good enough, and you're going to have to beat them another way, whether it be substitutions, minimizing penalties, and that's part of our game plan for sure.
You know, Coach, 2-0. We can't finish the regular season 10-0 unless we start 2-0.
That's right. We're off to a great start, but we're not finished yet. Our guys know that. We're trying to be 1-0 every week. Like I said, we're going to take it week by week, and you can't win them all until you win the next one. That's a phrase that I used at Valdosta State. You know, it's a tradition there, and I kind of brought that to our guys and our team, and, you know, just try and go 1-0 every week.
Coach, how did we come out of the game as far as injuries?
We're banged up a little bit. Some guys, got to get in the training room, got to get rehab back together, and some ice and some treatment from our athletic trainer. I think, you know, by next week, you'll see some guys that are coming back off of injury, but they'll definitely be back on the field.
Coach, I hope I have to hit on this every week. Another big crowd.
At the end of the game, I don't know if it was Twitty and Kayshawn, they dumped a cooler of Powerade on me, but looking back at the stadium, it was filled up, and, you know, Camden brought a great crowd, and once again, the atmosphere at Glen County Stadium, that's what Friday night's all about, and just the community to come out and show their support for this team is amazing, and I appreciate everyone that was there.
But I'm going to tell you, if you keep winning, it's not going to get smaller. It's going to get bigger and bigger. And we did the same thing. I'm going to be honest and tell you, when we took that last kneel down, I was on the way out. And we had parked in the end zone. And even after the game's over, 2 minutes, looking back at the crowd, it was a big crowd.
Big crowd. And, you know, the weather's been cooperating for us a little bit. You know, it was sprinkling at the end of the game, but people still stuck around to see the finish. And I mean, it was awesome. I really do appreciate it. And I know our team appreciates all the support.
Coach, I told you we're going to name two players every week, one offense, one defense, for players of the game. I'm going to name these two players. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and give both these guys a few minutes to talk.
Okay.
Offensively, player of the game, Jaden Drayton. Defensively, player of the game, Lionel Twitty. There's more to come on the Pirate Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling, across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwich, ribs, turkey club, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner. The legendary Max Barbecue, 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties. Checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place, bounce houses for the little ones, and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Ackery. This segment is brought to you by Southern Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and Marshland Credit Union. Coach, welcome back. We got two of your stars sitting over here beside us. We're going to start off talking with offensive player of the game, Jaden Drayton. Jaden, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dave?
Don't be nervous. Just a bunch of good old Brunswick High Pirate fans in here. We'll start out by talking about that big run. What did you see when you hit that hole?
I mean, I was asking for the ball on the sideline. I don't know, like, I was feeling it. I was hot. I knew I was hot, so they gave me an opportunity. O-line got a great push up front. I seen the cutback, and I made the play.
You know, I can tell you want the ball. I'm a fan. I'm a football fan. I look deep inside, and I watched you run out on the field one play, and I might have just been imagining things. But the quarterback lined up in the center. Heck was lined up on the left side, and you told Heck, though, you get on the right side, I'm running this ball. Did that not happen?
Yeah, that's how it went.
That's exactly what I thought happened. I thought I saw that. You played multiple roles. I've seen you running back, receiver, wildcat, quarterback, defense. Any certain place you like being best?
I can't lie. I love having the ball in my hands. But just serving the team any way I can, that's the greatest part about it. I'm blessed to be able to do it all, so I want to do as much as I can and however I can for my team.
I hear you. But I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's the toughest coach on the team?
Toughest coach? It's probably Tedder. I don't know. They be on the defense real good. That's why they feel like they do.
We'll see how well you answer this one. Who's the best coach on the team?
That's a setup right there.
I won't make you finish that. I won't make you finish that. Impressive, Harvard.
Yes, sir.
What led you that direction?
During the offseason, I mean, they just hit me up. It was kind of random. And then I was like, Harvard, like, what's going on? It was very surprising to me, but I mean, I kept in touch with them. They got me up on an official. I couldn't turn down Harvard, so.
No, I don't think you could.
I went to Boston. They showed me a great time, enjoyed the players, enjoyed the coaches. They won me, they dined me. It was a real good time.
You know, there was a pretty good quarterback in the NFL a few years ago that was an Ivy school guy. You know, I fit to say. Wonder if you knew who that was. You can make it happen from anywhere. So, senior?
Yes, sir.
Left the bad school, come to the good school?
Yeah.
You made the right decision?
I'm happy to be where I am. I'm excited. I'm happy.
Well, buddy, we hope you have a great year. Looking forward to seeing you. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're talking to our players of the game. We're going to now talk to Lionel Twitty, who is our defensive player of the game. Mr. Twitty, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We're just going to call it the biggest play of the game. Tell us what you saw coming off that corner on that fourth and goal.
So as he's rolling out of the pocket, I think in my head, this got to be a pass play. So as he's rolling out, either I'm going to go sack him or pat the ball down. So I already had it in my head to go pat the ball down. So as he threw it, I just pat it down.
How many times as a defensive end, and we're only two games in the season, do you hear a coach say, you've got to contain?
A lot.
That's not you.
A lot? I'm going to ask you the same question. I'll put you on the spot. Toughest coach.
Yeah, Tedder.
And, you know, you're in a catch-22 if I ask the next question. Because you're a defensive man. If I say who's the best coach and you don't say Tedder, you're in trouble. If you say Tedder, you might be in trouble.
That's
I ain't going to make you answer that either.
That's his position, Coach.
Tell us about your future. I'm here in Troy.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else?
East Tennessee.
East Tennessee. Well, I think I was telling you when we were sitting over here a few minutes ago, I can think of a player out of Ware County named Leotis McKelvin that started at Troy and played many and many a game on Saturdays, I mean on Sundays in the NFL. So, well, once, like I said to him about Harvard, you can make it happen from anywhere. Tell us, what's your favorite play, I mean, your favorite thing about playing defensive end?
Rushing quarterback.
I'm going to tell you, I was a defensive end. I know you look at me and say, he looked more like an offensive lineman. But I was a lot smaller when I was in school. And there wasn't nothing like playing defensive end coming off that end. If you like to hit somebody, defensive end is where you want to be. I'm guessing you like to hit somebody.
Love it.
There ain't going to be no arm tackling where you're coming from.
No.
Well, I want to thank both these guys for being here. Guys, we look forward to a big year out of both you guys. Love being in the stands on Friday nights. I can tell y'all right now, I've been watching football at Brunswick High for about 25 years now. And this is as solid a team as I've seen. I think y'all got a good chance to make a run. Everybody got to stick together. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Good job, guys.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Linn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaching Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Avengers, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and Max Barbecue. Coach, we're going to back talk a little bit about last week's game. We beat Camden County.
Yes, sir.
We beat Jeff Herring.
Big time.
Probably go down as one of the top five coaches in the state of Georgia.
Oh, there's no doubt.
What's that mean? I mean, first head coaching job, and you get Camden County second game of the season.
Man, he just talking about Coach Herring and his program. You know, I spoke about him before, and I have the utmost respect for him. And you know, as a young coach, you always follow a coach like that, especially he's that close down in South Georgia. And you know, his accomplishments and just the man who he is. Every time I speak with him, it's been really good, and you know, just I try to listen to what any advice that he has as a young coach, but to go up against him, and you know, our teams battle each other, and you know, us come out on top, you know, is definitely, you know, feels good, you know, that all the hard work that we're putting in is coming out, and we're successful, and I think that's just makes us work a little bit harder each week, and know that we can accomplish big things if we just stick together as a team and keep working hard.
Well, we knew they were going to come out in a wing team.
Right.
You knew what they were going to do defensively. Did they really do anything that surprised you?
No, they lined up and I think it was a very physical game. You know, we knew they were going to line up in the wing tee and run, you know, the plays that they run out of those sets, and just the execution and everything, and just our kids, the way they played and the way they fought, especially our defense with their back against the wall and coming up big on fourth down, making plays when it mattered. But nothing really surprised what was going on. That, you know, it just lined up, and it was smash mouth football on both sides. And, you know, we got after it in the run game as well. And it feels good to compete against a team like that sees the run every day in practice. And, you know, we're able to have success in our run game.
You know, speaking of that, offensively, one of the things I was going to say is tell us offensively what we did well. And I know, as you know, it's a win. We're happy.
Right.
But I also know as a coach, there's always something we can improve on too. I'm gonna mess with our player in the game over there. I bet you he'd tell you he'd catch that pass in the end zone 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah,
he's ignoring that. But 9 out of 10 times, I bet he'd tell you he'd catch that pass in the end zone.
Oh, there's no doubt. Right before the half, you know, making that play, and JR threw a great ball, and I think Jaden ran a great route. You know, trying to get the safety to jump down, and the guy did that, and he got behind him, and we just got to make that play right for the half. And I know that's things that we'll work on in practice. But offensively, I think our run game was really, really successful. And that was on the backs of our offensive linemen and our running backs blocking for each other. And, you know, the job that they do week in and week out is selfless. And it doesn't matter who has the ball. They're going to block their butts off for them guys. And, you know, they've been challenged since the first game of the season. I think somebody called them soft. And you know, I made sure – that's not the way this game's supposed to be played up front. And, you know, they took that and they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. And definitely they're going to continue to build upon that. And they're gelling better every single week. They're getting, you know, where they can work their combination blocks better every week. And that's what it's all about. So we're still working to get better.
You know, talking about the quarterback, 7 for 10, if my stats were correct.
7 for 10.
I believe you'll take 70% out of your quarterback every week, will you not?
He did. He did a great job from game one to game two. I think you saw a lot of growth from JR, and he's going to get, like I always said, he's going to continue to get reps, and the more reps that he gets, the better he's going to get. And he did a heck of a job managing the game and listening to our offense coordinator, Coach Belker, and I think you're going to see even more, you know, growth every week.
You know, sometimes it's hard as a quarterback to eat the ball.
That's
sometimes
right.
That's what you need to do. And I did notice he did that the other night.
I think he made some really good decisions. And I don't know if you remember or not, in game one, and so this is a new rule this year, you can actually throw the ball away without getting touched.
Yeah, in high school you couldn't do that.
Right, now you can. And he made a play against Andrew Jackson that was a heads-up play and just being smart with the ball. And then the other night versus Camden, they heated us up on some blitzes, and you know, he did a good job not turning the ball over and protecting the ball, and he, you know, sometimes took a sack, but he protected the football. You know, that's a heads up play.
You know, Coach, when I ask defensively what we do well and what can we improve on, you know, I look back at the game and given they really, I put the score on what it could have been, and I had it as it could have been 26-7.
Yes, sir.
So when your defense really gives up 7 points, it's hard to say what you can improve on, but I'm sure there's something you can talk about.
I mean, definitely, you know, we want to continue to swarm to the football. I think you always got to preach that about, you know, you can't let up on getting to the football defensively. And the more blue helmets we got around the ball, I think the better we will all feel. You know, everyone's getting to the ball. We're swarming to it. And, you know, when you got a defense that plays like ours do week in and week out, and you just got to keep on fine-tuning a little bit here, a little bit there. And our guys are doing a good job of the way they handle, you know, blocks coming at them, whether it be a guard trying to kick them out or somebody leading up on them. And, you know, just block destruction, using their hands very well. And just, I think they did an excellent job of keeping their eye discipline, and just their discipline in general was very good. And that's one of the things we preached to them last week.
You know, I saw your linebackers moving your defensive linemen around.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like they were doing a good job of that, too.
The communication was there through our linebacking core and moving the defensive line, getting them lined up. And, you know, I think they did a great job all around.
You know, we didn't talk about this the first 2 weeks, but something that's been pretty special is the special teams, kickoff team, kick return team,
so on.
Right. I mean, setting up the score on the first punt, you know, getting us in the red zone right there, right off the bat, I think that was huge. And that was also huge in the Andrew Jackson game. And, you know, our return game is very well with Jaden and Terry Mitchell and some of the other guys that are back there. You know, if they get their hands on the ball, they're going to make something happen. And it's special for sure. And everybody's got to do their job. It's just not the return man. It's the guys either on punt return holding up their guys so that they can get a good return, or we're on kick return and they're going back there setting the blocks up, or it's our kickoff team running down. You'll see number three run downfield, Devin Smith, and he's the first one down there trying to pin them inside the 5-yard line. And that's what it's all about. Everyone knowing their role and doing their job.
You know, I believe I'll be 2 weeks into the playoffs and you still will not say, yes, we have. But I'm going to ask that same question. How much of the playbook have we seen?
Not all of it. Not all of it. So there's still things that we're, you know, we can add a wrinkle here and there. And Coach Belker, like I said, him and our offensive staff, they've done a really good job of relaying our playbook to our guys. And when we come in and install the plays that we're going to run this week versus this opponent, they really buy into. There might be one or two new things that, you know, you'll see that works well against this team. And, you know, everything's not open according to, you know, what defense we're playing. So,
Coach, it's a bye week, so I'm not going to talk a whole lot about what we got next week, because we'll have that opportunity next week to do that. But on a bye week, you know, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and you can answer a little bit of all of it. What do you focus on? How much rest? And, you know, how many days off between the two games?
Well, I definitely think, you know, having a bye week, our main focus is on us getting back healthy, getting back on the field, making the corrections that we need to make from Friday night. And then also, I think just the off time that we give our guys, you know, we've demanded a lot of time out of these guys throughout the summertime and even when school started back. So we actually had Monday, we had our picture day because now all our uniforms are in. So we actually had an opportunity. We took pictures as a team, and then I gave them Monday off. Tuesday we practiced, lifted weights. Wednesday we practiced, lifted weights. Even though, you know, some of the lightning got us a little bit today, we met as position groups and made some corrections. Tomorrow we have our JV game in Richmond Hill, and we plan to lift weights and get outside and do some situational scrimmage, different third down situations or coming out, red zone stuff, and only staying out there for about an hour, but going good on good. We're going to get some good work in against our defense. And like I said before, iron sharpens iron. And then Friday, we give them off Friday. So if they want to go watch a game or something, they can go watch a game, and just giving them the time off that they deserve.
Speaking of that, what's the chance you're going to go watch a game Friday night?
I will be at a game Friday night.
Can I guess that it's probably another state about an hour from here?
That's right. That's right. 100% correct.
We're still not going to talk about bowls. I'm going to ask a question that there's probably three or four people in here want to know, and you may have the answer. Are we going to ever have a play clock working?
Hopefully, Coach Walters has been made aware of the 40-second clock, the shot clock. So it wasn't working game one, not game two, and I know he really wants to get it working before the Border War game, because of all the teams that are coming from out of state and just that facility at Glenn County Stadium, and, you know, make sure everything's working, everything's good to go. But hopefully, you know, we're waiting on a part to see if it'll come in or not.
Well, I can definitely relate on having to wait on parts. Coach, once again, I want to thank you for being here. Well, thanks for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7 p.m. I'm Chris Zachary signing off.